In local news, Queensland's Land Court has recommended rejecting a 25-year lease extension for the Isham coal mine unless the company can prove it reduces greenhouse gas emissions. Land Court President Peter Stilgo stated emissions from the project would contribute to climate change directly and indirectly, and criticised the company for lacking a mitigation strategy. The final decision now rests with Queensland's Mine Minister, Dale Last. Environmental advocates supported the ruling, while Queensland Resources Council expressed concern about the broader impacts, calling for simplified approval processes. This is the only second time a mining lease has been rejected on environmental grounds in Queensland.
In national news, consumer advocacy group Choice has found that the price of groceries has risen at Woolworths, remained stable at Aldi, while declining at Coles and IGA. The group found this by measuring prices of a basket of 14 commonly bought goods over a four-month period. The study is part of a broader government-funded effort to improve price transparency in the three major supermarket chains. This includes the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission suing Coles and Woolworths for allegedly confusing customers with was-is pricing and has accused the companies of profiting from the cost-of-living crisis. In international news, American Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem has visited El Salvador today to inspect a prison camp operated by the Salvadorian government. The camp hosts over 230 Venezuelan deportees who the United States alleges were members of an organized crime network in the country. The prison camp, known as CECOT, lacks amenities such as outdoor recreation spaces, and inmates have, on average, 0.60 square meters of space to themselves. While a temporary injunction is currently preventing further deportations, the Trump administration is fighting hard to restart the transportation of foreign nationals. A tri-national effort by lawyers from El Salvador, Venezuela, and the United States is underway in an attempt to free the deportees, many of whom were expelled from America under dubious circumstances.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of light rain. Winds expected throughout today. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Head to 4zzz.org.au.